Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, episode number 340. More importantly, this is my Nobody Asked Me TED Talk. I listen to a lot of TED Talks, and I enjoy TED Talks a lot. They're very informative. I can learn all sorts of interesting bits of information. It's at this point, nobody's asked me what I do or don't believe what my TED Talk would be. So here it is, my TED Talk. First of all, I'm an advocate against the processes and procedures and human intervention that has created climate change. I know many people argue that there is no such thing as climate change. I know many people argue that there is a natural progression of temperatures in the environment. And all of those things are true. And I completely agree with them. In fact, I have even agreed and, you know, shook the hand of someone that said that to me. And then I responded to that person, listen, here's the thing. These aren't natural changes. Natural changes don't happen this fast. Natural changes take 1,000 years, 500 years, 100 years. We're seeing a significant, radical, impactful change in less than 100 years, less than 80 years, really, if you think about the true timeline of what climate change is. So when we think about what climate change is and how climate change exists today in our world, yes, there have been changes like this in the past, and those changes have been significant in the past. There were ice ages as recently as 10,000 years ago, where ice actually reached all the way to almost, a place in the middle of the state of Indiana near where I used to live called Martinsville, Indiana. But if you look, it's just a straight line from, you know, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania. Just all of that was covered with a wall of ice that was probably about a half mile thick and quite huge. There are leftover remnants of that glacier. It's called Kettle Moraine. It's where the glacier, as it melts, releases the rock and soil and other things that it's gathered on. It's pushed south. Well, remember, a glacier pretty much pushes everything flat. So you end up with these hills that are called Kettle Moraine, which is the remnants of a glacier. In fact, if you go to Martinsville, Indiana, and drive on the hills and dig far enough down, you'll realize very quickly that's Kettle Moraine from a glacier 10,000 years ago. So yes, there have been massive ice ages. There have been massive temperature changes. I think the thing that the climate change anti-activists need to understand is this is not about the fact that these kinds of changes have happened in the past. It's when they are very rapid that we become very worried. So when we begin to think about changes in temperature that are rapid, very fast, something bad always happens. 66 million years ago, one of the contributing factors to the end state for dinosaurs, whatever dinosaurs were, the last dinosaur, the endling dinosaur, looking around going, what happened? Where are all my friends? All my friends are dead now. I mean, it had to have been a horrific moment to realize you were the last dinosaur on Earth. And, you know, that's it. You're the endling. You're the last one. But, you know, when we think about 66 million years ago, an asteroid hit Earth, there were other contributing factors, volcanic activity, resulted in basically what we would now call a nuclear winter, the after effect of a number of nuclear explosions kicking enough dust up into the air that the air would drop radically in temperature, so much so that all the dinosaurs died very quickly. The few surviving dinosaurs probably lasted maybe 4 or 5 months after the disaster, and that was it. It was a mass extinction. There have been 5 of those, by the way, mass extinctions in the history of Earth. We are on the precipice of the 6th, and it is wholly and completely because of what human beings have done to the world we live in. Not, mind you, minor and insignificant, small changes, but massive, global, catastrophic changes that we're just now beginning to reap the benefits of, with massive storms, tornadoes that hit F5 consistently, hurricanes that routinely become Category 5 hurricanes or Category 5 typhoons, hurricanes hitting places they never hit in ways that they've never hit before, the oceans rising overall. The scary reality of climate change is not the oceans rising. The scary reality is that about 30 to 50% of the world's population lives within a matter of minutes from the ocean, and all of them live within a foot of the ocean. So if the ocean goes up or down a foot, it impacts them a lot because they live right there. And in fact, the ocean's rising, and rising at a very rapid rate. It's going to rise about a foot and a half. And there are going to be entire countries that are just above the surface of the ocean today that are going to be lost. You know, where do those 3.1, 3.2 billion people go? Because they're going to need a place to go. The rising of the oceans also is going to change the salinity within the water of the ocean, because there's going to be more water, less salt distributed, which will change the overall impact of the ocean. Remember that the ocean is the largest single cooling entity on planet Earth. It allows for the transportation and respiration of CO2 in a way that no other entity on Earth does. Yes, the rainforests in Brazil are critical. Yes, we need to preserve the forests of the world. But the ocean is the largest producer of human, breathable, atmospheric content that we have. It is critical that we take care of the oceans. It is critical that we wake up and realize that we have made this climate change mess in our world, that we have caused the problem that is here now, that we humans need to be responsible for what we've done and fix it. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson, and without being asked, that was my TED Talk. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day. This was episode 340, Scott's TED Talk.